Chayvus Halvavus, Wednesday, Shara Avodas Elokim, Ladies Year Wednesday, Yom Dalet Parshus Matas Masei, Chaf Ches Tambuz, Shir number 24 in Shara Avodas Elokim. We're in the middle of Perakei. Okay, we're in Chayvus Halvavus, Shara Avodas Elokim, Perakei. And Perakei started, as the Rebbe says, I will now turn my attention to Ha'or of Sichlis. And according to the Chavos HaLulav, this is really the apex in Avodas Hashem. Ha'or of Toronis is essential, but it's relatively straightforward. And now in Ha'or of Sichlis, we get into really something that we maybe can aspire to, but it's a high level of Avodas Elokim. And we're up to the part of the Perek. Till now he gave basically an introduction. You have to be ready for it. You have to be open for it. You have to be Makir Tov to Hashem. Because you're engaging your Seichel in the Ha'or HaSichlis, as the name might indicate. And you're always seeing Hashem in things that happen, seeing Hashem's Chesed. You're doing Shar HaBechina, etc. So we're up to the part that starts now a dialogue. It's going to be a dialogue between the Nefesh and the Seichel until the end of the Shar. Vayomer la-Nefesh. Vayomer la-Nefesh. The Seichel says to the Nefesh. The Nefesh is the essence of the person. Personality, attitude, direction, belief. The Seichel is used as a tool so that the Nefesh should be holding in a good place. So the Seichel test of the Nefesh, this is like, he's going to take a step by step to how a person should think, to develop this Madrega of Avodas Elokim. So the first question on the test, it's not a test, it's a dialogue. So the first question is, Haim Hizbar Etzlecha V'Tiskayim B'daitech, is it clear to you? Do you understand clearly? Do you understand clearly how indebted you are completely and completely indebted to Hashem for the benefits that Hashem gives to you? We say in Nishmas, right? Do you understand that you have a tremendous debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He gives for you? We're talking about your seichel, your kidneys, your spleen, the sky, history, everything. Uknuya, and therefore you really belong to Him. Barov chasodav otzem chanosav. This is what we say, you know, gomel chasodim tovim v'konei hakol. We say it in Shmona Esrei. He, in a degree, owns you, right? Someone that gives you everything, gives you life. And then you go through the whole litany of tovos that He showers upon you. So, are you ready to acknowledge your debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, in order to be able to do that, before we get to the, you have to learn Shar HaBechina. If a person doesn't learn Shar HaBechina, and is not aware, he's not aware that his memory is a gift from Hashem, forgetfulness is a gift from Hashem, pain is a gift from Hashem, speech is a gift from Hashem. The ability to write is a gift from Hashem. His eyes are a gift. The whole Shar HaBechina. If you don't study that, this holds its obligation. If you don't study it, then you're not going to be able to answer this question honestly. Because this is what he said in the beginning of Shar HaBechina. That the problem is people take everything for granted because they're used to it, or they have a sense of entitlement, or they're too busy to think about it. This is his three reasons that people don't feel that way naturally, and it has to be taught to them. They're too busy, they take things for granted, and they feel entitled to things. So why should they feel a debt of gratitude if they feel entitled? So that's the question. So that Tomar came, so the Nefesh says, you know, yeah. Because that's step one. Step one is, do you feel gratitude, do you feel indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He gives you? So the Nefesh says, yes. Okay, Amalah Seichel. So what are you going to do about that? Right, seichel doesn't let up. This is the way the mind's supposed to work. That's fantastic. You feel indebted. I'm so proud of you. It's so wonderful. It's fantastic. It's geschmack. It's unbelievable. Now, what are you going to do about it? So do you intend to repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu somewhat, to some degree, what you owe him? How are you going to say thank you? How are you going to acknowledge what he did for you? Do you have in mind to do it? Amra Nefesh, Cain? Yes. Now it's not such a simple answer, Cain, because many people feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so nice to them. I have this tzara, I have that tzara, and you know, you ask someone how you're doing, he says could be better, he says you know, sometimes people will answer, you know, I think my ruach is, I'm doing good, you know, I'm learning, I'm doing chesed, I'm davening, I think I'm doing good, my gosh, my ruach could be a little better. So what that person is saying is that I'm doing mine, Hashem's not keeping up his end of the bargain. What's going on here? And this is, so this cane is a very heavy cane, and he's going to develop that. So again, it's like a workbook. I want to develop Ha'ara Sichlis. I want to be on a really high level of Avodas Elokim. I didn't do Ha'ara Taronis yet. Okay, that'll be our secret. You don't have to tell anybody. But I want to do Ha'ara Sichlis. That was a joke. I want to do Ha'ara Sichlis. So this is the conversation. So that's step one in Ha'ara Sichlis is, you know, I don't want to repeat the whole thing over. This is what it is. This is like a play. He's writing a play. This is the script. This is the, these are the steps to build this up. Do you recognize how indebted you are to Hashem? So you say yes. But you're not really, I'm saying this now. You're not really, if you're not aware of Shaar HaBechina. And if you didn't study the things, if you didn't study how blood clots, and how gravity, you know, how everything's a chesed, how everything in the world is made for the benefit of mankind, your yes is not a real yes. So you don't have to study everything in one shot, but you have to have a plan to recognize these things, and then there's so many things, and then there's history, and then there's your history, and Klal Yisrael's history. So then you say, okay, do you plan on paying Hashem back? Do you plan on saying thank you? You don't want to be an ingrate your whole life. And he says, yes. But that yes is also a very loaded yes. It's a yes that says, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to Hashem, and I can't wait to do something to acknowledge my gratitude. Amalah Seichel, not a Seichel like, shoots at him. It doesn't give any quarter. This is a, what the Seichel is trying to do is show that, you know, you can't be superficial in these things. You have to mean it. So the Seichel says, "Veichi tochin lo zeh." How can you say that you desire to pay Hashem back? Im rifyon kosvei chelov. I see that you have a desire to for a lot of other things in your life. You like, in Yiddish you say "ich bengtzach," like you want to really do something. You want to, some people are turned on by different things, like you really want. But I don't see, says the Seichel, I don't see that you really want to be close to Hashem. I don't see that you're, that it's a primary desire of yours. You say it's very hard. Hashem says it is. It is very hard because we go through our lives, we have other desires, and we really, really want. You know, some people want a shidduch really badly. Some people want a child very badly. Some people want things for their children very badly. Some people want things for themselves badly. And you know, if you really felt, right, you would walk around with this void. Again, if we ever experience it with another person, we'd see it's not so crazy, and it's not so esoteric, and it's not so. Right? Someone, again, I go back, my sister put up my son for three, four years. She took care of him. He lived by her. So, you know, you walk around with a thank you, and you gotta figure out how to thank them, and you gotta, and you have this desire to thank them, like there's something missing, you know. How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna, it's a debt of gratitude, and I feel empty. I feel like I'm kosef, that's the word here. I'm drawn. I'm yearning, I'm longing to be able to take away this void by acknowledging it, by thanking it. So I don't see that in you, says the Seichel. You know, you're answering yes, yes, but then you would be longing to be close to Hashem. How are you close to Hashem? Davening, chesed, a man through learning Torah, it's close to Hashem. Davening certainly brings you close to Hashem. Chesed with others, emulating Hashem, brings you close to Hashem. A negation of Gashmius, realizing about Olam Haba, all these things. So if you, I don't see that in you. Now he says a very beautiful sentence, which is maybe famous, maybe not. It should be famous. So I have to put you through the ringer now. This is a very gishmaka sentence. No one wants the bitterness of medicine unless he has a burning desire to be healthy. It's a great sentence. Whether the medicine is bitter, or whether it's exercise, or whether it's being on a diet, or whether he's talking about physical health, or whether you're taking care of yourself, etc. No one wants to tolerate the bitterness of medicine unless you have a desire to be healthy. So I'm going to give you medicine, we're going to fix you up, because there's something wrong. There's something wrong. You don't have this desire to be close to Hashem, but something's wrong. You say that you reckon, you know Shar HaBechina cold. You have Shar HaBechina at your fingertips. That means you're, oh wow, Hashem, like Mishma says, right? In Anachlam I'm speaking, like I'm blowing my mind. I'm Matar Asurim, Asom Echnovim, Sokef Kefufim. I'm here. I'm married. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I have a roof over my head. Help! I say thank you, but but it's a frustration. But I don't see that you. When I say name your top 10 desires in life, Hashem weighs in. Right? Number 5 or 6, I don't know. My first desire is to be happy. I think most people would say that nowadays. Most people, their happiness moved to the very top of the list. That didn't necessarily used to be there, but now it's on top of the list. Which is not a bad thing, but Avol Misha Eino Nichsof Labrius Lo Yisbel Koshi Harafua. Right? If the doctor tells you have to exercise for 40 minutes a day, so you don't want to do it unless you have the desire to be healthy. You're not willing to undergo the difficulty of the medicine unless you have the desire to be healthy. Omran Nefesh, and there says, whoa, what are you accusing me of? Kaspi Chasak, I mamish, I'm there. The Tzari Godol Lefromi Mashatasig Yadi, I am anxious to repay Hashem, to acknowledge it, to say thank you, mimasha yesh l'elokai alayv, something from what I owe Hashem. V'atozori zosiyod. So, push me, don't let up. I really do want to. And if I don't want to, I want to. I do want to. Omala seichel, I'm gonna give you a chance. And tomri emes, you have to follow the conversation, maybe I should go through it more quickly. It's really like a very logical conversation. Like it's prodding him, it's probing, it's seeing if it's erlich, if it's real, if it's sincere, if you really mean it. So the Seichel says, "Im tomri emes kasher sipart, if you're telling me the truth, okay, efshe shetatzliach bacha refuah, there's hope, maybe the refuah will work. But I'm telling you now, v'im eina emes kasher amart, lama tefati navsheich, what are you fooling yourself for? If the chola lies to the doctor, so the doctor doesn't care. Here, take these pills 3 times a day. The chola takes it and he throws it out. He's not careful about taking it 3 times a day. Doctor collects his fee anyway. He doesn't care. Who are you fooling? You're fooling the doctor. The doctors want to make you healthy. He says, if you're holding by doing it, the refuah is going to work. But if it's not true, you don't have a longing, a desire to be close to Hashem as a way of saying thank you. What are you fooling yourself for? Ki hachole, the ill person, if he lies to the doctor, ain't a mona ki yamatzmo, he's fooling himself. He's not fooling the doctor, he's fooling himself. Umafsid Arofe Tarcho. You're just wasting the Rofe's time. It's okay, he's gonna charge you for it anyway, but you're wasting his time. And Viyachbal Alachole Cholyo, you're just gonna get even more sick. You know, the Chole doctor says, you have to exercise 45 minutes a day. And the Chole says, yes, I'm gonna do it. And he doesn't mean it. So, you know, he's just wasting everybody's time and it's not gonna happen. And then he's gonna wonder why he's still sick. And he's gonna blame it on the doctor probably. Okay, so he's warning him. He says, okay, but you have to take the medicine because there's something wrong with you now. You're gonna take the medicine, but you have to be serious because the medicine's bitter. And if you don't really want the outcome, you're not gonna like the medicine because it's bitter. This is a very, very difficult question. How do I know? You're going to take a lie detector test. What do you want from me? I said, yes, I want. Now you're warning me that if I'm not sincere, I'm just fooling myself and I'm wasting everybody's time. Because you're not going to take the medicine. The medicine's bitter. So he says, so tell me what to do. You're right, but what should I do, you know? What do you want me to do? Omalo Aseichel, Emiya Kospechlo, you could develop a real desire, and it could be sincere, if you see Emiya Kospechlo Achar Yediya Berura, if you see that you're developing, you could see, because you could, okay, I guess you need introspection. If you see you're developing a desire to thank Hashem, everything is based on that. If you see you're developing a desire, just think of your own situations in life, being Odom, Chavero situations, when you develop this great desire to say thank you to someone. They saved your life. They saved your child's life. Someone here was telling me, someone asked them to do something for a certain moysid that was really way beyond their capabilities. But they told me they feel a tremendous amount of hakaras hatov because they appreciate what the moysid did for their child. So they're just gonna, they don't know how. They're gonna do it. By hook or by crook, they're gonna do it. So that's it. We all, Hashem wired us that way. So that we could be Ovde Elokim in a very emotionally healthy way. That's what the Chayus Halvavus is so true. That's why I love the Sefer. Because you're Ovde Hashem in an emotionally healthy way. You're not Ovde Hashem because someone's holding a gun to your head. You're not Ovde Hashem because you're ashamed. You're not Ovde Hashem because you're scared. You should have some yiras onesh, but that's not the nub of your avodah. The nub of your avodah for the 8 millionth time, according to the Chayyus Halvavus, is thank you, and it's very healthy because it's an inner compulsion. You want to do it. So Hashem's a little sneaky there because he wired us that way. Because it's because of the human beings being wired to feel gratitude, to feel indebted, to want to be grateful, to acknowledge, thank you, and we feel relieved when we do. So who made us that way? Hashem. Because Hashem wants us to be emotionally healthy. But he wants us to serve him, because that's the greatest good, his native. But it's like only Hashem could figure out how to do it. It's the only religion that does this. Only Hashem could figure out how to do it in a healthy way, in a way that's me. That's me, and no one's forcing me, and I feel good about it, and I want to do it, and I fall, and I pick myself up again. I don't have to be perfect. I try. Very, very, the system is like beautiful system. Anyway, she says, if you find yourself developing an awareness of how much you owe Hashem, umiyut ma sheyesh b'yecholtech mimenu, and you can't really ever repay him. You can never thank him enough. How can I ever thank you enough? Is a sentence maybe we've all said, but with Hashem it's really true. V'chi And that, if you don't thank him, that's, you failed in your life's career. You can be, have a successful job, you can make money, you can have a lot of belongings. If you don't have, thank you Hashem, then you failed in your real career, which is being an Eved Hashem. As you try, it's not easy to be successful. This is something that takes a lifetime of trying. This will give your life meaning. This will, if you realize that, he has to finish the sentence, then we know you really, you're holding by it. If you think about your food, your clothing, your home, your environment, your sanity, your seichel, again, and you, then you have a sincere desire. Now, part of what he wants you to think about, I don't know, everybody's following or I'm boring you, and I'm trying my best to make this interesting. Part of what he says is that you can only repay Hashem a little. You can never thank him enough, right? So I was talking to someone this week, trying to keep it interesting, but this is a true story, I'm not making it up. I can't make up stories. I wish I could. I'm limited to true stories. I was talking about this concept with someone, and he asked me a good question. He says, but if part of what you're feeling is that you can never thank Hashem enough, doesn't that make a person frustrated? It makes him frustrated. And like, it would make a person not happy. That's what he asked me. It would make a person not happy. No matter what I do, it's not enough. I think my friend has a book called It's Never Enough. It's never enough. It's a good question. So I hope I gave him a good answer. I said it's a great question, but in reality, it's not true. Again, I go back to reality. If you owe someone saved your life, and all you can do is buy them a kitchen set, you don't feel frustrated. You're just thankful that you can at least do that. It's not mitziuti, I said to him. I hope I'm right. It's not mitziuti. You don't walk around seared with a feeling of frustration and resentment and anger. You're not like that. You keep trying to do what you can, and whatever you can do, you're thrilled about, but it's not a frustration, because you're trying, you're doing your best, and you realize you can never, it's like out of the ballpark to repay him. You can't, what are you supposed to, how do you pay someone back saving your life? You save his life, that's all you can do. To really repay him, all you can do is save his life. And his life's not in danger, so what are you gonna do? So you can never really repay him. So you recognize that right away. So you just, you try, and that's what I answered him. I don't think you're frustrated. I think, again, I'm trying to think of the real world, how people are. I don't think they're frustrated. I think they just are happy when they're able to do something. And they recognize that they could never thank him enough. And it doesn't create frustration, because like it's not b'metzius. It's like not b'metzius. It's like saying, you saved my life, so now I will be frustrated till I save yours. It's a good question, but I don't think people are like that. I don't think people feel that way. They feel, well, I'm not going to save your life. I hope you never have your life in danger that I should have to save your life. You know, I don't wish it upon you. So that's not nogeya. That's off the table. So I will do whatever I can, and I'll be thankful when I can do something. Anyway, that's what I answered him. If you don't like the answer, then think of your own. Yeah.
But when you think of somebody, I'm talking about practical terms, somebody who has everything and needs nothing, and you can't do anything, is that not Paltech?
You can do something. And this is exactly the truth with Hashem. So you can acknowledge that you are aware of what he did for you. And that's all you can do. And that acknowledgement is what the Chavis HaLovis calls, vis-a-vis Hashem, Kaniya. That's Shar HaKaniya. That I am humbled by the fact that I can't really do anything for you. So all I can do is I acknowledge. Now how do you acknowledge it? You say thank you. You show that you're not an ingrate. You show that you don't take it for granted. You make brachas. Let's talk about Hashem. You make brachas with kavana. You show you're not, you know, you show you're not an ingrate. You show that you're aware of how much He's doing for you. And you know, obviously you can't pay Him back because He's Hashem. That's what we say, Ein Anachnu Maspikim. But He hears you saying, Ein Anachnu Maspikim, and that's like, that's what He wants. He wants that acknowledgement, and it's a feeling, it creates humility. Not frustration, but humility. And that's what the Chavis HaVodas calls Kaniya. And He holds that is, I told you, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, if the Chavis HaVodas had to sum up Avodas Hashem in one word, I don't think He would say the word gratefulness. I think He would use the word Kaniya, humility. The humility that I can't because it's not really humility, it's the wrong word. Anova's humility. He uses the word kaniya. I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the fact that I'm always in Hashem's debt. Hashem's always in my debt, whichever way it goes. I'm always in debt to Hashem. I'm humbled by that. Maybe that's the answer to the person's question. You don't feel resent. You're not frustrated. You're humbled. That's how a person would feel. You're humbled. You know, I can't. You know, what can we do for Hashem? Hashem has everything. And it's even more than that. The irony is that this whole setup is for our benefit. Here we go again on the treadmill. Halavai. Yeah, here we go again on the treadmill. Because the whole setup is for our benefit, which means we have to thank Hashem for that also. For the whole setup that we have to thank Him for. And it doesn't end. That's what I mean. It's a treadmill. So again, it's frustrating. It's humbling. That's what the Chavis HaLulavos looks at it as humbling. And Adarabba, that is our avoda, because our avoda is to acknowledge, and our avoda is that we have to say thank you. And you know, the Malachim try also. The Malachim sing Shira from morning to night. They're singing Shira to Hashem. Right? If you have to thank someone for your existence, you know, so you can never stop saying thank you, especially if every moment He's giving you existence. You're always dependent on His will that you exist. So how can you ever stop saying Shira? Again. Okay, so that's what He tells them. If you want to know if your answers are sincere, just look at yourself. Are you longing to say thank you to Hashem, and do you feel that you want to and you can't? V'im lo, but if you don't feel any of this, u'sheker, then you don't you're not into Shara Bechina, and you don't want to serve Hashem. If you don't feel this longing to thank Hashem, then Amra Nefesh, okay, I got a problem. Give me medicine. Lo posak chefzi miyos rofa v'kospi kolsev. I admit it. My desire is weak. V'kospi, my longing, kolsev. It's sheker. It's not real. Now look what he says. He says something very depressing, actually, but it's good to hear it. Me eis he'iru osi divri hayomim akadmonim shecholfu. I learned Chumash. It's like he's saying, I learned Chumash when I was a child. So I learned about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, I didn't have the seichel then to be impacted by the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and Bochar Bono Mikol Ho'amim and, like, changed the course of history and made us His Am and gave us the Torah. You know, I learned Chumash. And I got used to the idea that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. So it's, I got a problem. You know, I have these things embedded in me from when I was young and didn't have seichel. And then I grew up, then I got, as I get older, I'm realizing more and more. So as I get older, I realize more and more the truth of what you're teaching me. So first it became clear to me through the Ha'ara Toronis, meaning I did everything. I kept Pesach, so I got rid of the chametz and I ate matzah and I said the Haggadah. So that had its effect on me, and I kept Shabbos and I did all the things, which all, as we've explained many times, they all have latent chayvus halavodos in them. Torah doesn't just pick arbitrary things to do. Everything has some meaning at the basic level, the chinuch, the basic level. So I did that, but now I'm ready to move on. V'achakach v'derech haroya hasichlis. Acheshov kaspi emeset kospi. So now I'm confident that my desire is true v'chetzibor. Amolah seichel. In other words, it's true, I started out with a big problem, but that's because I started learning about these things when I didn't have seichel. So it never meant anything to me. I was taught, you know, I think of ourselves learning chumash. You know, you learn chumash. And when you learn chumash, the Rebbe or the teacher doesn't, in my experience, doesn't present the chumash the way they do when they're teaching about the Seder. Right? They don't say, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? They don't. They teach the Chumash. Vayayimer and ask us all, Hashem, Hashem, El Moshe, Tzu, Moshe. Right? You're learning the Chumash. And you learn about Yetzias and Shayim, but you know. And then over the years, as you develop Seichel, you're doing Ha'ora Toranis. So hopefully you're saying, Rabbi Gamila, Yoyimer, Kol Shlo, Yom HaShlo, Shadvar, Me'el, B'Pesach, Yotzi, Deicholvoso, Shavuos, Sukkis, you're getting used to the idea that, and then you want to develop Aura Sikhlis. Amullah Seichel and Mashu Zachar Demes, if what you're saying is true, that you really desire to develop this, his apki beer with Tsar Harafua, the tough medicine I'm going to give you, the Sivli Miriras Hassan Varoa time, where you're going to have to tolerate its bitterness and the unpleasantness of its taste. You can't just drink orange juice and it's going to go away. You have to give up. Now he's throwing another curveball at him, actually. He's saying, before I give you medicine, you have to stop eating unhealthy things. You have to give up unhealthy foods. Like, you know, I'll give you medicine for your illness that you want to develop this desire. And you really want to. It's sincere. It's real. Now I'm going to teach you how to do it. But you first have to get rid of, you have to stop eating unhealthy foods. Certain midos ra'os that the person has, so my medicine is not going to help if, meanwhile, you're eating junk. If you're eating junk food, my medicine is not going to help. Amr nefesh, okay, umau machal hara, besides Twinkies, what is this harmful diet? Asher hayis regila bo, b'no heges, asher hayisi. Amulah Seichel, you know, I don't tell you anything, but it's something you've had from your childhood. It's midos, there's certain midos roles that are like unhealthy food, and I can't even give you medicine until you get rid of midos, certain midos roles. You see, he's really giving a workbook how to do this. You have midos roles. He got him up to this stage, he's sincere in his desire, and now he's saying that because the medicine's bitter. And he, okay, oh boy, I can't even give you the medicine. You're eating unhealthy. I saw what you had for breakfast, what you had for lunch, what you had for supper. I can't give you the medicine yet. You have to stop, you have to get rid of your midos rolls. Then we could talk about the medicine. Amar nefesh, ve'ezeo midah amir da'azos, u'ma'akokos ha'machzikim bo, osa, what are the midos rolls, what's this beer food, and what is in me nurturing, ha'machzikim osa, nurturing those midos rolls, Amra Seichel. Amidos Hamaguna Shabach Rabos. Oh boy, I don't even know. I got a long list for you. But I'll tell you two of them, which probably are the main two, and they're probably fundamental categories that contain a lot of protein. Abu Sharoshan for Ikran Shtayim Midos. Two midos rolls that block everything, and we can't get started till you lose these two things. Achas Mehen, he spells it out. Number one, Avos Hanos Hagufios. You want your goof to be happy. Physical pleasures. That's not, physical pleasures are bad. Physical pleasures are a goal. Are a goal. That's what you want out of life. That it's a goal of yours. Machol Mishte Mishgo Shortzoche Gufech. So you developed it from your bad neighbor. I'm not even blaming you. You're a pure neshama led. But you got it from your bad neighbor. What's the bad neighbor of the neshama led? A guf. You got it from the guf. So who gufeich? So it's a problem. You got your goof there, and your goof wants what it wants, and as a goal. Right? Hashem wants us to enjoy, and Hashem has no problem. Hashem made every sense, all the senses in our body, and Hashem put those things in the world. But he means that's your career. Your career is to be comfortable, to have pleasure, to enjoy. That's goof things, and that's your goal. That's not a goal. So that's very physical. The second bad midah, so that's going to stop. That's a problem. That's a block. We got to lose that before we can move on. At least, you know, again, if you're talking about a person that taka wants to try this avoda, so you don't put yourself on hold, it seems to me, and say, okay, I got to lose that, and that takes like 15 years. You know, you try, but that's primary. You got to lose that midah, that is like a major part of your life. The second thing is emotional. Avas hasrora v'hagdula. You want power. You want people to hold of you, and you want power. V'hagdula v'hageus, arrogance, v'hagavus, haughtiness, v'hakina, and you're jealous of others. That's one. Sounds like five to me. But he says that's the second midah. It's going to ruin everything. The first midah that's going to ruin everything is you want what you want. You want pleasure. You want physical pleasures. That's your goal. Again, that's what you want. So, the second problem is your emotional issues. You're jealous of other people. You want people to give you kavod. You want people to hold of you. You want people to like you. You feel you're better than other people. This is all one thing. You put yourself above other people. A male, if they have something, you're jealous. Why should they have it? I should have it. It's not fair. If you, these two things are gonna always block you from feeling I have to thank Hashem for what He gives me. Because it's like a different mindset. It's like you're in a different place. You can't even think, and I can't even give you medicine. Because you're full of poison. You're full of these two poisons. That you're gaivadik, you're haughty, you think things are coming to you, and people should look up to you, and you're jealous of others if someone else has something. And then the other one is that you want pleasure. You know, you want what you want. This is going to stop you, and you're never going to be able to thank Hashem with a clear, full heart. Either Hashem's keeping you from having all the pleasures that you want, or the whole idea, the mindset of serving Hashem, when you want to get benefit out of the mitzvahs, you want to have power, you want to have a position, you want to have people look up to you. So that's going to block everything. This I don't know if he's talking literally now. The other thing he says you have from your closest neighbor, your body. Here he also talks about your neighbors, Asher has gadalt b'neihem, but he says v'hem achayich u'krovayich, your relatives, your close friends. And this is the way it is when you're amongst people and you're always, you know, dealing with people, so you develop jealousy and you want to be on top and you want people to listen to you. In other words, I guess he's implying, and he does say this various times through the Sefer, that you're better off, it's not a cloud god, but you're better off being alone, you know. He believes in his bodhidus. When you're with people, it creates problems. There's always one upsmanship. This one's ahead of that one. This one has something I want and I don't have. I have something he wants and he doesn't have. Okay. So these are the problems, because I see you want to grow, and I see you are ready to take the medicine I'm going to give you, how you can develop this relationship with Hashem, but, so first of all, the medicine's bitter. And if you don't really desire the result of the medicine, then it's a waste of time, because you're not going to take it, and you're just going to throw it out, but I'm not looking. So who are you fooling? Why bother? okay, I really want, okay, I still can't give you the medicine because you're not eating healthy. The medicine's not going to, you're going to keep slipping back. And it's okay. What are the two main problems that I'm not eating healthy? You're eating the food of physical pleasure and the food of gaiva, selfishness, haughtiness, power. You want power. That these things are, if you think about it, you see that tremendous blocks in Avodas Hashem. Okay, Omer HaNefesh, Umayim HaKocho Shanatzvicha L'mona Mimeni. It's okay, what do I avoid? How do I cut off the supplies, the enemy, the supply lines to these two midos? Omer HaSeichel, Kochos HaMida Rishona, what's always reinforcing the first obstacle, the physical, Hemosrei Maichel, you eat too much, Va'amishtem, Va'alavush, you're too careful with clothing, I don't want to, okay, too much, over the line, Va'atanuma, sleep too much, Va'amanucha, you rest too much. Some people always like to rest. I don't know if they're resting so much, they sleep so much, but they're always resting. V'hashalva, that's an amazing thing. You want to have tranquility. It's like Yaakov Avinu. You know, you can't, I mean, I guess, I don't know, you could want it. He said, that's the problem. You're chasing after Moisrus of Michael Mishnah Levush, Tanuma, Menucha, Shalva, Vadayma Lahem. It's rough out there. So that's what feeds your desire for pleasure, that you have these things and you want more and more and more and more. You want to just keeping the body happy and full, you know. He says, Hashemis, you know what nurtures the second midah is mostly Hadibri. He says, and we learned it a few times in the Sefer, you talk too much. For Rav Cheres B'nai Adam, you're too involved with people. For Hisnaos Lahem. And once you're involved with people, you want to curry their favor. And you want them to praise you. And you're busy. You know what it is? I don't know, it's hard to say how this should manifest itself in your lives. Because we are, I don't know. But his point is, it's really a very deep psychological point that we can all agree on. You talk to people. He mean you're always, I'll use some modern, you're always, people, you end up finding your sense of worth in the other person's eyes. And you don't develop your own. That's how you have your sense of self-worth. You don't have a sense of self-worth. It's what the other person holds of you. What you're holding in the social establishment. With what rung you're in. Where you are. What class you're in. So that's what he said. That's what I mean. You get together with people and they talk. And what do they end up talking about? They end up talking about people. And they end up talking about who's up and who's down and who's ahead and who's behind and who's this and who's that. And you want to put yourself forward the best and you want to, and you're jealous. You hear other people describing the car and, you get jealous the less you talk and the less you're finding out about other people's lives, the better off you'll be. It's very insightful. It's hard for us to accept it. Or maybe we think he means, it's like everything else, you know, at its extreme, he means his bodhus and go live like a hermit and have as little shaykhus with people as you can. We're not holding by it, you'll allow me to say, if you are called a vote. But at least, like, the nakuda is not to, you know, not to want to always validate yourself and your principles and your ideals and your life and what you've chosen to do. You don't have to seek validation by people. The more you talk to them, what happened? Korach came home. And he talked to his wife, you know, and then his wife said, well, you know, he talked too much. It's really, and if you go through Nach, and you see it, they were talking, and then they found out that this one, Yosef, okay, they saw the Ksonish Pasim, maybe he wasn't talking, but Yosef kept, right, he told his father on them, like, This is what Tanya Lubavitch is presenting. Okay, we're going to stop here. I don't know.